My name is Chris Johnson, and I may have a potential problem on my hands. I got an email the other day. It was from my therapist, and I knew right away what it was going to be. It was a sixth sense. Sixth? Did I say that right? Or did I slur it like a fucking drunk? Either way, I kind of knew. I saw the email. I was like, uh-oh. My therapist usually isn't the one sending me emails. This is not good. This is not good. She's been cutting back at the practice lately. This is gonna be the fucking I'm done with this shit. She's breaking up with me. Chris, I wanted to let you know that I will be retiring next month and closing my counseling practice. I just read that first line. I read it at work and I got a little bit nervous. Like, oh no, what the fuck? What am I gonna do now? You know what this means? Chris Johnson is now operating with no net. I could get a new therapist, but I gotta go over my whole fucking set of problems again. I got a fucking 3-year rapport built up with this therapist. I can't just go talk to some fucking stranger, some new fucking therapist. This therapist worked with me through my fucking divorce. I can't just talk to somebody else about the divorce, or I can. I don't want to. My therapist is very nice. She was like apologizing to me. I'm sorry. It's the last second spur of the moment decision. I apologize. My last day is going to be, you know, a month from now or whatever the fuck. You want to make an appointment? And I think I do. One last hurrah. One last hurrah for Chris Johnson on the couch. I was wondering if I could do it. Like, can I manage without seeing a therapist? When my wife left, I was going to that fucking place like 3-4 times a fucking month. And then I slowly stretched it out. Then it was every 2 weeks. Then it was every month, every 2 months. And I think I've been going like every 3 months, but I've been going just because, like, I guess I'm at a point where I'm like afraid not to go. Am I fucking stable enough as a human being to manage to get through my fucked up life without the help of a therapist, without the fucking aid of somebody listening to me bitch about all my fucking problems? And I think I can. I certainly think I can manage, but I'm fucking terrified now. I'm all fucking anxious about it. I got like fucking anxious for like a couple days. Like, can I do this? What's gonna happen? How am I gonna manage with my life now? I mean, I've done podcasts about me thinking too far into the future before. It fucks me up. Like, now I'm thinking about the future. Like, how the fuck am I gonna manage? It's fucking me up. I gotta shrink this down. I gotta stop thinking so far ahead. I mean, because I can't find other people to bitch to. I learned my lesson there during the fucking divorce when people were like, listen. You need to talk to somebody. You can talk to me for about 5 minutes before I get sick of your shit and stop answering. But, you know, if you ever want to talk to me for a fucking day, I'll never understand that nonsense. Like, why the fuck would, like, why would you offer somebody assistance to talk to them if you didn't plan on talking to them? Because, look, I talk to a lot of people that have fucking problems, and a lot of times you ever meet those people that are, like, super fucking open about their problems, but you don't give a shit about them. Not that you don't give a shit about that person, or you think they're a fucking asshole, or you want them to have, like, shitty lives. I just don't really want to be involved in it. When I worked at the office store, one of my coworkers would tell me their problems sometimes, and sometimes it would be, like, crazy bullshit, like, you know, she'd be eating some Cheetos, and she'd be like, I'm eating Cheetos, I'm fat. And I wouldn't fucking respond, because I'm not insane. And she's like, are you listening to me? And I remember one time, I think I specifically said, like, no, I heard that. I just didn't really know the best way to navigate it. Didn't know the best way to respond. I don't think she cared. I think she just cared that I was listening to the fact that she thought she was fat. I had to hear about her fucking kids and her fucking ex. And I think the ex was the father of the kids. I don't know. Something like that. But I listened. But you know what I didn't do? You know what I didn't do in those situations? I didn't say, like, look, if you ever want, somebody to talk to about these fucking problems, why don't you talk to me? Because I didn't give a fuck. I didn't give a fuck. It might sound pretty strong because I hope it works out. And I hope you don't feel fat. And I hope you fucking deal with the problems with your ex. And I hope you get it all straightened out. But I'm not going to offer my assistance. I've got nothing to offer you in this situation. I can't help you. So I didn't offer my help. And I stand by that decision fucking 100%. I never really know what to do when people tell me their problems. I don't even really like telling people my problems, unless it's here, or unless it's in, like, joke form. Like, I can tell people my fucking problems, or talk to them about what a fucking mess I am, so long as I form it in my typical Chris Johnson way and they laugh at it. Then I'm fine. Because then, you know, it's a joke and you can move on, they're not gonna fucking dwell on it. I have a tough time for people feeling bad for me. It makes me feel weird, it makes me feel awkward. And you know what else it does in a weird way? It kind of makes me, like attached to that person a little bit, like, in, like, a weird subconscious way. Because I think my parents were kind of shitty, and I never really got that as a kid. So, like, if somebody starts listening to my problems, I might start thinking that they like me a little bit too much. It doesn't matter. I'm not talking about, like, fucking or, you know, male-female relationships, any of that bullshit. I just don't want to get too close to you. I don't want to fucking imprint on you like a baby fucking duck. I'll start following you around, telling you my bullshit. I keep my bullshit to myself and to the internet. And, in the past, to my fucking therapist. But now she's gone. I'm, like, mourning this. I'm mourning the fucking loss. I mean, she's not dying. She just doesn't want to listen to me anymore. It's like a fucking breakup. I don't know what to do. I'm in the market now for a new therapist. Anybody, any takers out there? Who wants to listen to me, bitch? Not just in 5-minute bursts online twice a week, but who wants to just like fucking listen to me, bitch? But we can't get too close. So, I mean, if I start spiraling out of control in the upcoming months, you're going to know why. Because I got no fucking net. I've got no safety net anymore. I don't know what to do. But I'll be back. Sundays and Wednesdays, I'll tell you all about it. I'll tell you all about my fuck-ups. I'm on Podbean. All the fucking episodes are there. The website or the app. Why don't you dig into that shit? You can also follow me on Apple Podcasts, Google Play. If you're my Facebook friend, I'm accepting solicitations now on Facebook. You can follow the podcast there. I'll post the videos there for you. Follow me on Twitter at JohnsonHateYou. You want to see me and my cats? You can follow me on Instagram at JohnsonHateYou. No, wait, fuck, that's Twitter. Wait, did I say Twitter already? I don't fucking know. Instagram's maybe 5 minutes. Twitter's JohnsonHateYou. Figure it out.